BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
These wings are made to fly.
This is BBC Radio 1 and it's the Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills. That is such a good pop record. I cannot rave enough about that tune. Little Mix and Wings. Had a little chat with them yesterday, met up with them in the afternoon. I wasn't really there. So
What do you mean?
Well, they were like, hi! And I was like, oh, all right, yeah. Sorry, I've been up. Like, I do that thing. Oh, sorry, I've been up since 4:30. Five. I say that a lot to people this week.
What are they like? Nice?
They are exactly as you would expect. Hello! Really sweet. But they do that thing that I do where they start going Australian for no reason, especially Jessie. She's like, oh, God, are you doing as well? I was like, yeah, I really do.
People do this to you a lot. I think it's because they hear you do it and then think it's okay for them to do it to you. Like, I wish I could, but I can't do the accent.
Do your Australian.
So I always feel left out.
Do it.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Good morning.
Good morning, UK. I mean, it's...
Good morning, UK.
It's something I'm always going to be left out on,
Go.
Isn't it? Good morning, UK.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. Little Mix and Wings. I recorded a little thing for them for Oh What's Occurring today.
Oh, wicked.
That's that. I'll be a little bit later. Chance to win some Scott Mills points. And before that, Swedish House Mafia and one Sammy J on Twitter travelling to London really early. Loved that tune to wake her up. And also Ree dancing around the kitchen to our first two songs, making breakfast baps. That's one.
Nice.
I like it that these hours, which I don't do that often, turn me into a proper scruff. I'm wearing a hoodie that I bought for £3 last week in Edinburgh. And I've got my plastic bag from the corner shop.
Yes.
Now, I remember from the days of when Sarah Cox used to do this show. She used to come in with a blue, one of those blue bags every morning. You know, the ones you can only get at the little shops. And that's, I've turned into that.
Why? I mean, we've got milk here. Why have you bought your own?
Because it's skimmed.
And some cough medicine there.
Notice I'm getting a little cough.
Tickly cough, I see.
That's all they had. I didn't realise that tickly coughs were still on. Quite 80s, aren't they?
But
I've got one today. It's non-drowsy, don't worry. 6:42. I like it that Chris fell asleep at a football match last night.
I wasn't going to mention this.
This is a new low.
Yeah, it is a low. And I feel
How do you do that? Well, it's Watford. Are there still thousands of screaming fans?
Yeah. I mean, it was really noisy. It wasn't the most exciting game in the world, Watford-Ipswich.
What, so do you just slump down in the seat?
At one point, I must have fallen asleep and I just woke up. You know where you suddenly go, oh.
That must be really confusing in a football stadium.
Yeah, I was in the middle of 4,000 people.
Is it a stadium or just like one of those ones at school?
What?
I don't know. I've never been to a Watford match.
What do you mean? Like,
is it just like the seating that they put up temporarily or have they got their own stadium?
No, there's a...
You know, like on sports day?
Yes,
When the chairs suddenly arrive from nowhere and you're like, where do they come from? I've never seen them before.
No, it's not like that. There's an actual stadium. Admittedly, it's only got 3 stands, but...
Oh, that's all right. So you were asleep in there?
Yeah.
Who were you with?
Dougsy, my mate Dougsy.
All right. Did he not notice that you were asleep and try and wake you up?
No, he just left me to it. He knows I had a long day.
Oh, yeah. So you wake up and you're like, oh! It's a bit like our friend who works on the show this week who woke up after 3 hours sleep in the park.
Yeah.
And you just wonder what you've been doing. Who's been watching?
I missed the goal. That's the weirdest thing. Like,
surely there must have been more of a roar then.
Yeah, it was a disaster yesterday.
That means you can sleep through absolutely anything.
Yeah.
You could have slept through the earthquake that we experienced the other day.
Oh, my God, this was...
Hey, Matt Fincham. What? Me and Chris were in an earthquake.
Seriously?
Seriously. It was the most exciting thing ever.
Where?
In the beautiful island of Zakynthos, otherwise known as Zante, when I was DJing. Was it not last weekend, the weekend before? And I was on the phone to somebody outside my room, and I suddenly felt this... all of about 3 seconds, and I was like, I'm sorry, I think I've got to go. I think I've just been in an earthquake.
Yes.
And the person on the other end of the phone was like, all right, all about you again. They were telling me about their day, and I was like, no, hang on a second, I've got to interrupt you here. This is much more important. There's an earthquake.
Meanwhile, I was at the pool bar having a beer.
Of course you were.
And all of a sudden, the pool just started rippling.
So
and this
exciting.
Noise. And I kind of looked around.
I mean, obviously, no one wants an earthquake if it's awful, but 4.2 or whatever it was.
Well, I flipped out. I heard the barman go, yes, earthquake.
Yes, but that happens a lot there.
Are you having a laugh? Earthquake? That's, you don't expect that, do you?
Then I join him at the pool bar and I'm like, oh, wow, there's an earthquake. He's like, Scott, you don't understand. We've got to get out of here. There's an earthquake.
I was like, get back on that plane now.
Sadly, there's no planes until Monday, so you can't.
Mm.
It was good, though.
Did anything smash?
No. No. I just felt the earth move. It was quite exciting.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So I understand you've got a new Italian manager at Watford.
We've got a new Italian chairman.
Sure.
And so because of that, we've now got a new Italian manager at Watford.
Gianluca and you're hoping the food might have changed.
And I was hoping yesterday when I went back to Vicarage Road that we'd have some nice Italian, like a carbonara.
Yeah.
At half time.
Where's the lasagna?
Where's the antipasti?
How long's he been in charge?
Not long, a few months.
Exactly, pull your finger out. Where's the cannelloni?
Yeah.
Huh? They need to get that sorted.
Even if they brought back the old school pizza pod that they used to have there as a sort of nod to the Italian
room. Absolutely. What are they serving yesterday?
It was standard pie and...
Well, get that off. That'll change soon.
I hope so.
It'll be a whole new menu. That was Dizzy Rascal and Scream. It's 10 to 7. So this morning we've got the Posh Radio 4 lady coming up with some Dear Scott. Also, after 7:30, apparently he was going on about this on his show a lot last night. Remember we woke Grimmy up yesterday morning?
Yes.
Outside his flat with a megaphone and oodles of Jesse J, his favourite. Well, you kind of tried by going, wake up, on the loudspeaker. That didn't really work.
We started nicely.
And then he knocked on his window. But the thing that actually made him kind of...
Irate
was the Jesse J, yeah. What do you want? What do you want? Get out. So, after 7:30, Grimmy will be here. He's not getting much sleep, is he, at the moment? Because he was on air till midnight, and then we're getting him here at 7:30, Matt Fincham.
Yeah.
Better get used to it, eh? So, more fun and games with Grim this morning, just after 7:30. We've got a good one today. After 8, your chance to go to Creamfields. You know we're giving away a pair of VIP tickets to Reading, Leeds and Creamfields festivals all this week. Today, if you love your dance music, Creamfields for you, VIP style, after 8 o'clock. 8:30? This is like on this morning when they do the menu.
I really like this bit. We should get some music for the background.
Should we get some music? We're gonna do it properly.
Be great. Who are you, Eamon or Ruth?
I'm Ruth.
Of course.
We need to bicker a bit more if we're going to be Eamon and Ruth.
Yeah. Fincham can be like the guy in the hub.
I'll be Gino.
Yeah.
Is he the one in the hub?
No, he's talking DeCampo, I think.
Yeah.
DeCampo. Gino DeCampo, love him. No, you can be Matt in the hub.
Yeah.
Because that's your name.
Mm-hmm.
And he always looks like he knows what he's doing with the iPad, but he doesn't.
No.
Do you know what I mean? He's not actually working that, is he?
Oh, is he the young chap?
Yes, he's the younger one. Yes. That's right.
Nana.
The young
Nana. He's the new one. The one under the age of 50. Okay.
This morning!
What's that? That's not it, is it? Hang on. And this morning on Radio 1. Dear Scott with the Posh Radio 4 lady. That would be after 7. Then playing a few fun and games with Grimmy from 7:30 till 8. After 8, your chance to go VIP to Creamfields. And then after 8:30 this morning, One Hit Wonders, so far, Sam and the Womp will be joining us. After 9, all the usual stuff, Oh What's Occurring, and some more of the Google game. And then after 9:30, Innuendo Bingo. Yes!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I really enjoyed doing the this morning menu. Can I do another one, please?
Yeah.
Okay. And also coming up later on the show, it'll be our morning makeover with our fashion expert. What are they called normally? Timmy Trendy. And he'll be here to turn Chris into a respectable-looking 25-year-old, restyling his bed hair, removing his David Hasselhoff Don't Hassle the Hoff T-shirt, which he seems to be wearing this morning, underneath a hoodie, but don't think I haven't noticed it. And also persuading him to wear actual shoes instead of Family Guy slippers.
All right, I'm sorry.
Just outed you. That is what you're wearing, though.
The Scott Mills Pulse Daily.
It's really comforting me this morning to know that Katy Perry has just done her second cooking lesson. It's on Twitter. She's like, just done my second cooking lesson. She obviously can't do it. Then why would you need to? You're Katy Perry. But I need to sign up, like, now.
What, you're going to do a Katy Perry?
And I need to do a cooking lesson. I've already looked online, but the cooking classes that I've seen are too advanced for me.
Right.
Because they assume that you already know how to crack an egg or cook bacon. Simply cook the bacon and crack two eggs. I can't do that.
Well, what standard are you? You've never cooked anything for me, thinking about it.
Well, that's because I can't. I'm primary school home economics level.
Right,
I need to start right back at the basics with the egg timer.
Yeah.
See, my flatmate, who's lived with me for years, is moving out in 2 months.
Well, he's a brilliant cook.
Yeah, and he can really cook, so I've never had to worry about it.
I've never had mash like it as your flatmate's. Seriously, it's next level mash.
Yeah, I don't know what he does. And I don't even know where he learnt it. Because he was a student in Preston. Not I'm saying they can't cook in Preston. Or that students can't cook. This could go wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know where he learnt it. Because it's not like he ever looks at a cookbook. He just knows. Some people just know.
He's just got skills.
Yeah. But in a couple of months, I'm stuck. So yesterday, I decided to look up simple recipes on the internet. That's a lie for a start. So this one I decided to do, I did try yesterday, claimed that preparation was 5 minutes and cooking time was 10 minutes. Also a lie. Cooking is so long, isn't it?
What was the meal?
It was tuna steaks in black pepper.
Well, you see, I'd say that's quite advanced.
It's not. It was off the... I think it was the BBC one.
Mm.
And it was one that claimed to be simple. So I go around getting all the spices. I got coriander. I got paprika, whatever that is. Then I get to the supermarket because I'd like to go to the grocers to get the spices and stuff because I want to help the local community, you know.
Yes.
But then I go to the supermarket to get the tuna steaks. They haven't got any. I'm just like, seriously, I'm just going to buy a meal for one. No point.
Did you definitely look around properly? Or...
Yep. And then I asked the man, and he was like, I said, tuna steaks? He pointed me to the cans of tuna. I was like, no, I need actual steaks. He's like, well, they are tuna steaks. I was like, yeah, but they're in a can. That's not any good for my recipe.
Right.
And I just lost the will to live. You know, you got up early in the morning. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
So you gave up cooking?
No, I did. I did it in the end because I managed to find a fishmonger. Check me out. 2 tuna steaks, please.
Check me out.
I've never fishmonger. Been. I've never been. I didn't realise they were still on. So I proudly go up to the counter and go, hello, fishmonger. 2 tuna steaks, please. And he hands me over 2 tuna steaks.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm getting somewhere now. Got home, followed the recipe to the letter. Took me about an hour. And then proceeded to eat the hottest tuna steaks I've ever eaten in my life.
Yeah.
I managed to cook them. But I made the primary school, once again, error of replacing teaspoons of paprika, cayenne pepper, etc., for big tablespoons.
Oh.
I didn't realise that teaspoon is TSP and tablespoon is TBSP.
Well, to be fair, I didn't know that, but you're learning. This
so,
good.
I tried. You know, like at that chicken restaurant where you have the hot one?
Mm.
Imagine that, but 10 times hotter. It doesn't actually taste of anything, it's just really hot. But I managed it, so I'm getting there.
So, yeah, well, baby steps.
Yeah. I like it that you didn't even know that and you claim to cook.
Well, I say I claim to cook, you know, I can microwave a meal. That, for me, is cooking.
No, hang on a second. You come in every day and go, well, last night I managed to rustle up a... and then tell me what you've done. Are you just literally, like, putting the fork in and doing that and then putting it in the microwave?
Yeah.
Are you?
Cooking's cooking, Scott.
That is not cooking.
Well, it is for me.
But you go, and then I made a lovely sauce. Is that already done?
Yeah, generally. You just add the sauces, don't you?
Well, I thought you were cooking it.
No.
You're more rubbish than me.
Probably.
Oh, excellent.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to the person that says, come to my fun kitchen cookery classes in Exeter. I've got some spaces today, normally for 8 to 11-year-olds, but we can make an exception for you, Mills. Thank you very much. If it wasn't so far away, I would be there. Watch Delia Smith How to Cook. She really does start basic, like how to boil an egg or scramble eggs. See, I don't think she does. I need to go right back, you know what I'm saying?
Are you talking like primary school,
absolutely,
home economics style?
Yeah. Even the 8 till 11 class might be a little bit challenging for me, I think. Now it's time for Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady. Reads out the stuff that you've been emailing us this week. It's your forum to say what you want.
Dear Scott, have you ever noticed that Chris sounds very much like Perry Groves, who's a former footballer and is on Five Live on Friday nights? Regards, Angus, Oxford.
OK, apparently, I didn't know this, Perry Groves used to play for Arsenal in the 80s and is now Colin Murray's side piece on Five Live. Here's Perry Groves talking about football.
We had the offside trap, remember? Well, with the flat back four.
Yeah.
And George Graham would say, get the linesman in your pocket.
Yeah.
Wow, great decision, linesman. Oh, you got that warrant. Don't slaughter him, because if you slaughter him and there's a borderline decision, he's going to go against you. There was no fourth official when I played, so managers would jump up and say, get him off.
Or
even when I was sub a few times, if things weren't going right, George Graham would say, whoever was sub, go and have a quiet word with the linesman.
Surely that's just a London accent?
I think he sounds like when you do an impression of me.
Yeah. Wow, great decision, linesman. Oh, you got that warrant.
Yeah, great decision, linesman.
He's also 47.
And next...
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the rest of the gang. I've been busy for a few weeks, so I'm just catching up on some of your podcasts. I recently listened to the one where the couple you helped to get engaged 5 years ago informed you that they're now married.
Oh yes, this is sweet.
I was wondering, since you're now practised at long-standing arrangements, if I could book you to DJ at my wedding. I'm not yet engaged, but if I book you for, let's say, 5 years from now, I'm sure we can throw a wedding.
I can't really DJ weddings anymore. The last one I did was... it went wrong.
Was that Laura's?
Oh, actually, no. I did DJ Laura's wedding off of Greg James' show. That was all right. Then the time before that was a lottery winner's wedding. Because I was the person that pressed the button on the night that he won £6.1 million.
Oh, that's pretty flash. So they won the lottery, then booked the person who pressed the button.
Yeah. But then there was an awful power cut halfway through my set, plunging the entire marquee into darkness, and the bride was not happy. Like, the last thing I remember before I had to exit was the groom under the DJ box, under my little booth area, with the screwdriver, trying to see if I had shorted the entire marquee.
So it was your fault?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I was taking up too much power. But the bride was like, this is rubbish! We booked Scott Mills to DJ our wedding, we can't even have him on! And then started crying and drinking more wine. And he's like, underneath, like going, hang on, love, I'll fix it in a minute. I've got a screwdriver here, I'm just seeing what's up, I've got a torch. And I had to go. So, and then the time before that was my flatmate's sister. And that was when I'd been drinking champagne all day since 10 a.m. And then had to get escorted off the decks as I started to play James Blunt's Wise Men.
Yes, and then Laura of Greg James' show's wedding,
Chew,
where I had to take over because you suddenly became incapable.
Yeah, so that's why I don't do them anymore.
I must warn you, though, my family is rather religious, so the hippity-hoppity songs of today might hurt their ears.
Right, I'll play James Blunt.
Do you have the hits of the 1800s? Those will go down well. Love you. Edith, 22 years and 15 days old, from Southampton.
Sorry, Edith. As I said before, weddings aren't the best for me.
I'm a long-time podcast listener from Wisconsin in America.
Howdy.
Currently, I'm riding my bicycle around the world. Since I hear that Scott Mills points may be used to hire Chris's services, I was wondering how many SMPs I would need to have him join me on a bike for a few days, possibly when I reach Italy or France next summer. I'm guessing it will be a lot, so I'm asking in advance so I'll have time to save up. Thanks for helping me stay sane on the road. It's been 4 weeks and 1,600 miles so far, made much easier with your daily podcasts. Carlton.
I'm not being funny. That long into a bike ride, the last thing I'd want is for you to turn up. What? Oh, I've got some shirts made.
It's a bit rude.
No, I just don't fancy it. But, you know, how many points are you saying it would take?
I'd love to come along if it means going to Italy, Spain, France, somewhere like that.
With someone you've never met?
Well up for that.
Anyway, howdy. Is that what they say? People from Wisconsin, it is, isn't it? And next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. After hearing that there isn't a cool way of getting out of the pool, I couldn't disagree more. The divers off of the Olympics do it best. Just watch. Next time I'm at a pool, I'm going to try it. From Emily, off of Derbyshire, X.
Well, this is a brilliant excuse for everybody to have a look at some videos of the men's Olympic diving again. I know I have.
Oh.
And you're right, they do have a certain way of getting out of the pool. I've just watched the Tom Daley one.
I was wondering why you were watching that.
And it's for work, just because I didn't know what that lady was on about there. And you're right, they can just pull themselves up and they're out. And then they're in that weird jacuzzi thing.
You love it.
It's really funny. The jacuzzi was my favourite bit of the whole Olympics. Not for that reason, but just like, why are they doing this? And also, Tom Daley never got in the jacuzzi, do you notice? That's because he made sure the camera was on before he headed to the shower, which he then turned on with his left bum cheek. He knows what he's doing. Anything else? Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You'll get on Dear Scott this week.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Nick Grimshaw.
Morning.
Right, you're a liar. You said that you were rubbish in the mornings.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm okay.
You're but, fine.
Oh, sorry, I'll go over here. I was you're just fine. Looking at weird pictures of you.
Of me?
Yeah.
What are they?
Well, I don't know. It's just some... what is that being poured on him?
That's not even me, is it?
No, it's not you. It's just someone,
someone who looks like you.
Looks like you. When you type in Scott Mills.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. When you put in my name, not that I ever do, on Google Images.
And it's okay, it's coming out of a cup.
There's a man that looks like he's being weed on.
Yeah.
But it's not me.
That's
I don't know why that comes up.
Picture.
I know, and it's quite
What's
high
going
up.
On?
Anyway, you right?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, okay.
Sorry I've about waking you up yesterday.
10 minutes. Oh, yesterday I quite liked Chris coming round.
Hmm.
Apparently that's going to happen every morning come September 24th, Chris.
What, you have to go around every day?
Yeah.
Well, that's at 5.
Yeah. We tried to wake... I texted you last night.
I got a text. I was asleep.
I going... awake. And then I was like, definitely asleep. And then I thought, because Fincher masterminded this cruel trick, I thought last night we'd try and wake Finchy. We called you, but you didn't answer.
I saw it. And I
he was like,
it.
I'm not answering a withheld number
no,
at that time of evening.
It.
I'm not answering it.
We just wanted to make sure you were comfy and if you needed anything else.
Oh, you were going to ring me as well, but I like that you texted me first to see
yeah,
if I
Yeah, I didn't
was
want
awake.
To wake you up.
Thank you very
really
much.
I really enjoyed it last night, by the way. I was listening.
I know. Chris was forced to listen last night because the telly was broke.
My telly's knackered, so...
Is it?
He said, I'm listening to the radio at night. It's like the 30s.
Hang on. Is that my old TV that I gave you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is it broke, finally?
It's broken, yeah.
See, I knew it was on its way out, which is why I did hand it over to you.
Pass it on.
Because I just... Well, it takes... Normally, otherwise you have to get the... Like the people to come round and take it away. And I just thought, just give it to Chris. It gets out of the house.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably got another couple of months left in it.
Yeah. So I'm now having to deal with it. It's a bit like that microwave you gave to my friend.
Oh,
who also came
Why
with me.
Why do you just give
up...
electrical goods to people all the time?
It's like Christmas at my house every day. Explain what happened with the microwave.
He was electrocuted from the microwave. Which got...
No, it was only a little mild belt.
It was mild...
that he got off it when he tried to...
It's low wattage.
Yeah, it was low wattage. He just tried to do some spaghetti hoops in there, and it was like, bzz, ah. So, yeah.
My telly broke recently, and I called the man, and the man came round, and he was like, oh, I can fix this. I'll just take it away. And then he took it away, and then I lost the man's number.
Oh.
So I don't know where the telly is.
What, so you you still haven't got it?
No, I had to buy a new one.
That's like when I lost my car one time. Do you know about that?
No. How'd you lose your car?
I don't know, I couldn't find it. We talked about this on air before. I had this red car that my brother sold me for like no money a few years ago, just as a little runaround. I went back to where I know I parked it, in London somewhere. Couldn't find it. Still don't know where it is to this day. Same with your TV.
What?
It wasn't. It's not in the BBC car park. No, it's not, Matt Fincham. Just don't know where it went.
I have that battle every day when I leave my house. I'm like, where is it?
Yeah.
Where is that car?
Oh yeah, you lose your car all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was only like it was a couple of £100. It was on its last legs. But even so, I just thought it would cost more to try and retrieve it and find where it was, and then pay the necessary parking fines. So I just forgot about it. Okay. This morning, Nick, we're going to play a game that we do... Well, I say with all new people, you've been at Radio 1 a few years now.
Yeah.
But you take over the show on the 24th of September.
Yes.
So you're kind of new to this time of day.
Yes.
So on this show, just so the listeners get to know you a little bit better, we're going to play Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
Next.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Nick Grimshaw's Truth or Dare. He's doing the show from the 24th of September. But how much do you know about the number one hipster, Nick Grimshaw? I'll tell you why I called you that. Because yesterday,
yes,
something like some free mail came through my door.
Yes.
And you're DJing at some event, and it's a really moody picture of you, and it offered me a chance to come and see the number one hipster, Nick Grimshaw, for 10 actual pounds.
Oh, my God, what even is that?
I was like, well, I see him every day.
Who cleared that?
Don't know. Are you DJing anywhere soon, hipster?
I don't know.
Okay, good. So, Nick Grimshaw, I've got three people here who...
Oh, I hate this music so early.
I know, it's intense.
Yeah.
These three people all have brilliantly embarrassing stories about you. So they will come on air, you will hear who they are, and then you must decide. Do you choose the truth and let millions of people hear the embarrassing story from that person live on Radio 1? Or do you choose to take the dare, which is, after some extensive research into your life, into you as a person, something you really, really will not want to do at all? We do this to all new people, even though you're not really new. Are you ready?
Yeah, yes.
It's truth or dare. Let's play. Okay, so can we have the name of our first person with a story, please?
Hi, I'm Jack, and I'm Grimmy's mate.
So who's that? That's Jack.
That's Jack Guinness.
Okay. How long have you known Jack for?
I've known Jack for probably 5 or 6 years, since I first moved to London, Jack.
Okay.
He used to be my friend's housemate, and now we're really good friends.
Okay.
Jack's probably... I feel like maybe we could go with Jack, because I feel like he's my mum and dad's favourite friend of mine.
Okay, so he's kind of reliable.
He's a parent pleaser.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so you could take him home to your mum and they'd be like, oh, it's Jack.
Yeah, they love
we like
him.
Jack.
Yeah.
What might Jack know about you that you would like to keep quiet?
God.
Anything, I mean, you can say it now if you want to kind
Do
of soften the blow.
Now?
I feel like...
Or there's always the dare option.
Can I hear the dare, or do I just get given the dare?
I think we... No, I don't think we do tell you.
Okay.
Or do we? Shall we?
Yeah.
Do you want the dare?
Tell him the dare.
Tell me the dare, and then I'll have the option. Because Jack also is quite a show-off, and Jack could really destroy me on
okay,
there
all right.
And want to.
All right, we'll give you the dare. Here's today's dare for this one, for Jack.
You will be eating a full English breakfast.
No, I can't even, don't even bring it in.
You weirdo, why can't you eat
it's
a full English breakfast?
It's my worst thing.
Why?
I don't know, because why would I want a sausage first thing in the morning?
Are you having a laugh?
I don't know anyone that doesn't like that.
No, it's rough.
Right, okay, well...
It's like my worst things.
Is it?
Yeah, altogether. Pounder, I don't want it!
So we're opening up the full English. Let's. Can you just describe what's in there, please?
Oh, God, that looks lovely.
All the beans! Hate beans!
Beans are in?
All the beans.
The hash browns
Why
are on.
So many beans? It's like 90% beans.
There is a sausage.
Fried egg. My worst thing to ever eat.
Would you actually spew?
Yeah. Why, when you wake up, would you want all this food?
I
find it the weirdest thing.
Okay,
bacon,
so.
Hate. Sausage, don't mind.
Hash brown.
I'm all right on. But not altogether. That's like I can't eat it.
Worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I hate the smell of it. It makes me feel a bit depressed to cook breakfast.
Why?
I don't know why.
10 seconds to decide.
That might have happened in my chat.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Truth or dare?
Let's go... Let's go Jack Guinness. Truth.
Truth?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's hear... Good luck, everybody. Let's hear Jack's story about Nick.
So I was at a certain Central London nightclub with Grimmy, and he was buying a round of drinks. He typed his PIN code into the machine and then made a massive scene saying, "Hey, mate, bleed now, your machine's broken. So he typed his PIN code in again and again and again until the barman leaned forward and said very loudly in front of everyone, sir, I'm afraid you've been typing your telephone number in repeatedly.
Oh,
that's a true story. Sorry, I got confused. I was talking.
Surely your telephone number isn't four digits.
No.
Do you live in 1920? My number is London.
Six.
London six.
No, I was typing it in and it looked like I'd typed it in wrong three times. And I was like, that's my number. And he was like, what?
Actually, that wasn't
so bad.
And I was
like, it's 077. So, is that your phone number?
Okay, that was
all
right.
That's not too
bad. No, that's all right. Okay. No. So, are you ready for the next person with a story about you? Here they are.
I'm Amy. I am Grimmy's best friend from America.
I love Amy.
Oh, American Amy.
Yeah. She
best American friend.
Is fun.
Yes.
And knows loads about you.
Yeah.
I've heard quite a lot of it already, but obviously not on radio.
She was happy to share a lot in Edinburgh, wasn't she?
Absolutely.
Was she?
Yeah. Not
she's
bad
sharing
stuff.
A story.
Not bad stuff.
Okay. Well, Amy, I'm really super close to Amy, so either she'll be a good friend and not screw me over, or I do torture her.
Yeah.
I wind her up constantly.
Do you want to hear the dare to make your decision?
Yeah.
Okay, here is the dare.
You will have to listen to this on loop all day.
Truth.
We've got Jessie J on loop, just doing this, nothing else.
Oh, my God.
And even better, we have already confiscated all the CDs from your car, so and we've burnt this one off for you, so this will be what you're listening to all day and no. All week.
I'm going to read this. Please, truth from Amy.
Sorry?
Truth!
Can't hear you.
Truth! No more Jessie J.
Okay.
People are outraged that I don't like a full English
program. I know, I knew that would happen.
Sorry, Andy in Cheltenham.
So it's time for Amy's truth.
Gah!
Here she is.
I think a wonderful, embarrassing story to share would be one night when I was visiting him in London, and we took a rickshaw ride home from a nightclub, and Grimmy was trying to impress, let's just say, a loser from X Factor in more ways than one, who will remain nameless. Decided to do a very misdirected athletic stunt, jumped off a rickshaw, I think ended up probably breaking his foot, but in true Grimmy fashion ended the evening doing a presentation of Beyonce and Jay-Z's Crazy in Love in a 7-inch tranny heel, which I think further exacerbated the injury. And the story basically ends the next day at London Fashion Week, where he had to attend his friend's fashion show via the A&E, stop and pick up his new accessory, which ended up being a pair of crutches, and hobble into the fashion show, I think hanging his head in shame, although I don't think he actually learned any lessons because we've seen this kind of behavior repeated since.
Oh, okay, that was a good one.
Amazing
No
story.
One was expecting that. Wow.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we'll have to cut her
there
out.
There were you, trying to impress Matt Cardle.
was it Matt Cardle?
No.
Anyway, I like that you were wearing a heel and broke your foot.
Yeah, we went to my friend's house and they had a tranny heel. I was like, oh, give us a go then, with a broken foot. And then afterwards, to make it even worse, my friend said, why don't you put it in my foot massager? And she had this weird machine that sort of spun my ankles around. So when I went to the hospital, he was like, what have you done? I was like, well, it's one of three things. It could be rickshaw, tranny heel, or ankle massager.
I'm so intrigued.
Oh, okay.
I'm so intrigued as to who the X-Factor person is, but let's leave that right there.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're two down. One more to go.
Okay.
Right, here is the next person.
Chris looked at me then like this is the one.
Here's the next person with a story about you, Nick Grimshaw. Here they are.
Hi, Grimmy. It's Max here and I'm from Primrose Hill.
So that's Max from Primrose Hill. Who's Max?
I don't know.
Don't know who Max is.
Is it Max who came to the barbecue? Dan.
Okay.
Let's hear the dare first.
Do you want to hear the dare? And then we can make our mind up. Here's today's dare for Max's story.
You will get a brand new haircut, courtesy of Chris and his oversized scissors.
Oh my God.
He's got basically a pair of garden shears here, which he's prepared to have a little go at your fringe with.
Okay, okay, I actually do need a haircut, but I don't think I need a haircut from Chris, do I?
No.
With those?
No, really not.
Does it say trash on them? Oh,
yeah,
tash. I was like, just wrote trash on my scissors.
So
it's more of a shear than a scissor.
Do we decide to hear Max from Primrose Hill's story, or do we have a brand new haircut from my friend Chris with his massive scissors? 10 seconds to decide.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The time's up.
Okay.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky. I'm going to go...
this is the one.
Oh, no. Okay. I think the haircut's going to be more damaging, right? Yeah, right? Right, guys? Let's go... Truth.
Really?
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Okay.
What should I do, Fincham?
Truth?
Just stick with what you believe.
Yeah, I got to take your first answer anyway. So, here is Max from Primrose Hill's story about Grimmy. Only there isn't one because we made him up.
Only what?
We made him up.
We didn't really.
That's someone from the office.
Hi, Grimmy. It's Max here, and I'm from Primrose Hill.
That's no one.
Who is that, then?
That's just...
It's Kieran from the office.
Kieran?
From the office. We just wanted to freak you out.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So you made the right choice.
I did make the right choice.
That was really good.
Because I could have gone home with an awful haircut.
But look at the panic in his eyes there.
Proper panic.
I love
that.
Like,
what does Max have on me?
Yeah. So you did really well out of that, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't too... Well...
We heard about the heels and the Beyonce and the foot, but that's fine.
That's fine.
The X-Factor contestant.
The X-Factor contestant. Yeah. But you know what?
Say
actually,
it again.
could have been a lot worse. So thank you. That was very good. Truth or dare. That was awesome. Really enjoyed that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. It's 8:15 on Radio 1. You join me eating bacon. And Nick Grimshaw looks like he's dead at the back of the studio with a hula hoop around him.
Hi.
Are you going to stay around to meet Sam and the Womp at 8:30?
No.
Why? They'd love to meet you.
Not even an excuse.
No.
You look mental.
I can't wait to meet Lady Ooh. She's one. Yeah.
She's my favourite member.
Lady Ooh?
Yeah.
She's good.
She
always
womp?
Wears oversized glasses. What?
Is she Womp?
She's part of the Womp.
Right.
Obviously, you've got Sam, who's like, all right, mate, I'm Sam. And then you've got the Womp, including Lady Ooh, who's from Holland.
And how many's in the Womp? Sorry.
I think two.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm going to do some research.
We'll do that. Sam and the Womp are coming in at 8:30.
Why?
Because they might be number one on Sunday. Oh, I've got Sam and the Womp info now. Omfo. Lady Ooh, Sam, and multi-instrumentalist Aaron. Excellent. So they'll be on at 8:40. Maybe they'll bring in their next song.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look, everyone, it's Sam and the Womp.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
We're womping.
Yeah, always womping. So this is kind of like a little warm-up for your live lounge, which you're doing with Fern a bit later on today. We're very excited about. Obviously, you will be doing the Womp live. Now, how are you be performing that? Is it on the track, or are you going to be like stripped down acoustic version?
Exactly as the track, with the full brass band, all the synths, drums.
Amazing. And your fans, because you know, like Lady Gaga's fans are called monsters, for example. Are your fans called
Wompers?
Wompers.
Wompers.
They are. Well, they are now.
Yeah.
But they've always been.
We've been calling them wompers.
Have you?
We're also wompers.
Excellent.
Would you like to be a womper?
I'd love to be a womper. I was watching a video of you yesterday teaching people how to womp. Obviously, we know now, because Fern was telling me, that it's the space between the bass and your face. But, like, for people that can't see us now, obviously listening on the radio, could you maybe explain the actions of the womp so that when they hear you in the live lounge later, they'll be able to womp correctly?
Of course.
Sam, I'll leave that to you.
Okay, well, you need to put your hands in front of you.
Hands in front.
Make sure your palms are facing towards you like so. Because we embrace the bass. We don't like to push it away.
Okay, so we've got the hands towards us, palms towards you.
It does help if you stand up as well.
Stand up, everybody, apart from if you're driving.
Thanks, Scott. Now bring your arms towards your chest.
Chest.
And after four, we will womp. One, two, three, four, womp.
Out.
Out. Full extension, and then back in.
Is it essential to breathe in at that point?
I think it's very important to breathe generally.
Right, okay, like exercising.
Exactly. So that's level one womp.
Okay.
So level two.
Can we just go through that again, because some people won't get it. So, hands facing towards you.
Embrace the bit.
Embrace, and then...
And womp. Excellent.
And then back in.
Lovely.
And womp. And then next level, Sam.
That's the next level. Level two is a double womp.
Okay, good.
So it goes like so. Womp, 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 womp.
Oh, Scott, you're really sexy. It's getting faster, it's getting faster, it's getting faster.
Womp,
I like it.
Womp.
So now we all know how to do it, because people have been texting in for weeks when we've been playing your song going, I'm womping, and it's like, well, are you? You're just doing
your
own thing. Exactly. Like, and now we know what it is officially. So for people who have never met you before, we've got Sam, we've got Aaron, and we've got Lady Ooh.
Yes,
nice to meet you, Lady Ooh.
Nice to meet you.
Where are you from?
I'm from the planet of the cats.
Of course you are. And when did you join the Womp?
Well, it was almost 4 years ago, I would say. Yes.
So you've been womping for 4 years with these guys?
Yeah.
Wow. And we've only just heard of you now. That's amazing. Can you describe what you're wearing for us this morning?
It's a sparkly purple catsuit.
Yes, it is. And what's in your hair?
This is a feather from a very special blue bird, and this is a flower.
Excellent. And round your neck you have some kind of big
bling.
A lot of bling. Now, is that
sort
expensive bling?
Though.
Is
That's
it? Oh, right, okay. Because I was going to say, it's either really cheap or really expensive, and I wasn't quite sure which.
It shakes well, though.
It does shake well. So you're doing the live lounge today. I'm intrigued to know what your cover version is going to be.
We can't tell you yet.
Can you womp to it?
You can certainly womp to it.
Right, okay.
Brass and bass.
Really? Okay. Loads of people are saying thanks so much because they didn't know how to womp properly, and now they'll be doing it during your live lounge today. Here, we were thinking earlier, we need a decent act to represent us at Eurovision next year. Would you ever do it? Because it's a great song.
Can they handle bass?
I think so. Lady, you're from Holland, right?
Yeah.
Their entry was rubbish this year, so was ours. Well, no, it was good, but like Europe didn't vote for it. But I think that all of Europe could get involved with the Womp. What are you saying?
I don't know about Eurovision.
No?
No.
Really?
Really.
So, Lady, you're from Holland. Where are you from, Sam?
Camden.
Aaron?
London.
Okay. But you're saying no.
London. No saying? Eurovision.
No?
No.
We can challenge him later to this.
Okay. I just think it would be great. We'd definitely win.
It's not that cool, is it, anymore?
Eurovision?
Yeah. Was it Terry Wogan?
Yeah, he's not on anymore. It's Graham Norton now.
That's much better.
I wouldn't say it was cool, but it's fun. Like womping.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Like womping.
So, your track could well be number one this weekend. How are you feeling about that?
Excited.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
The official chart will tell you, of course, on Sunday with Reggie. And there's an update today at 4 with Greg James. So you'll get a pretty good idea of what's going to happen on Sunday this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Shall we have a womp now?
Let's womp.
Live, let's do it.
Let's do
this
it.
Is Sam on the womp.
I'm the cat with the bass and drum, going around like bum, bum, bum. I'm so cool and that's so groovy when I go bum, bum, bum.
Potential number one on Sunday, Sam and the Womp and Bum Bum on BBC Radio 1. I've been a fan of brass for a while. I've been brassing up songs for... Like forever, really.
Wow.
It's been a thing of mine. I just like to add them in. I think it makes it better.
It's like a pow.
Bow. It's like Batman.
Bow. Yeah.
I like this idea of brass and bass as well. It's like its own genre.
Brass versus
it's Chris,
bass.
By the way.
Hi, Chris.
Sam. Hi, Sam.
You like brass and bass?
Yeah, he loves it.
Brass and bass.
Rosie from North Wales says, hang on a second, Mills. You need to quiz Lady Ooh a bit more.
There's lots of things we need to know. Mm-hmm. When did you leave the planet of the cats?
It's about a decade ago, but that's like 500 years in cat years.
Okay, and when did you arrive on Earth, Lady Ooh?
About
the same time?
About the same time.
Yeah, and what colour is the sky on your home planet?
Green.
It's green. Okay. I can't wait to hear the rest of this interview with Fern a bit later on. Right, you've got to go off and prepare for your brass and bass special and an excellent cover version, which I can't wait to hear. Sam the Womp, thank you. And Live Lounge from 10 o'clock this morning with Fern. We'll see you then.
Woo,
thank you.
Scott. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for the search engine game. Other search engines apart from Google are available and used by people. So, I give you the first few words and then you guess what comes up next as the most popular suggestion. This worked well yesterday, I think. Smooth Talking Dan reads them out. Don't cheat. You get 10 Scott Mills points if you can guess the top answer that comes up after these words.
Does Dappy have a...
What happens next? Let's play along, Chris and Matt Fincham, and you at home. 10 Scott Mills points.
Does Dappy have a...
What's the most popular answer when you type that in?
It's difficult, is. I'm going to say child.
I'm going to say shaved head, because wondering what's under the hat.
Okay. The top suggestion is...
Does Dappy have a fake ear?
How is that the number one? Has he got a fake ear?
I don't think so.
I kind of want to know.
Pardon?
I kind of want
to
know. Hey, we can ask him on Friday when he's in.
How you felt for the pardon.
All right.
And other suggestions included...
Does Dappy have a son? Yeah. Does Dappy have a girlfriend? Does Dappy have Facebook?
I'm only really giving you the 10 points if you get the top answer here. Next. What happens next when you type in...
Is Brad Pitt really... Is Brad Pitt really...
What's the answer? What's the top suggestion?
I'm going to go... a human...
I'm going to say, in his 40s.
Top answer was...
Is Brad Pitt really a vegan?
Okay, wasn't expecting that. You could have also had...
Is Brad Pitt really that good looking? Is Brad Pitt really banned from China? Is Brad Pitt really happy?
Is he really happy?
I like that last one.
I imagine he probably is. He's got Angelina Jolie and loads of monies. And next...
Does Megan Fox...
That could be one in itself.
Yeah.
Does Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Does Megan Fox?
What's next?
I'm going to go eat meat.
That'll be have a boyfriend or a husband for all the perfs out there.
Top answer?
Does Megan Fox play Transformers?
It's never what you expect. Also, on the Megan Fox front, you could have had...
Does Megan Fox date? Does Megan Fox have a child? Does Megan Fox work out?
Here's a good one.
Can Beyonce...
What's next?
Can Beyonce...
I'm going to say salsa dance.
I'm going to say juggle.
Top answer when you type in can Beyonce.
Can Beyonce belly dance?
Oh,
nearly,
I was close.
Chris. I think I'll give you the points for that.
Really?
Yeah, you can have that. I'm feeling generous. You could have also had for Beyonce.
Can Beyonce rap? Can Beyonce sing opera? Can Beyonce do the splits?
Why would you want to know that? Next.
Does Greg James...
Careful.
I'm going to say, does Greg James like cricket?
Does Greg James only date pop stars?
Oh!
Ooh, ow. Greg. Top answer there was...
Does Greg James have a girlfriend?
Okay. And other suggestions you could have had in that round.
Does Greg James have a podcast? Does Greg James smoke? Does Greg James get paid?
Does he get paid?
Enough people want to know.
I know. That's enough people type it in. That's the most popular one. Does he get paid? That's awful. And your final one.
Holly Willoughby has...
Oh, gosh.
Just weird the things you think of first.
Holly Willoughby has...
What? What's the top suggestion? Pardon?
Great teeth.
Okay. Chris?
A massive heart.
Holly Willoughby has shocked the world.
Really? Oh. I didn't even notice.
It's like a headline.
That's what you get when you type in that. You could have also had in this one for Holly Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby has a wardrobe malfunction. Holly Willoughby has a baby girl. Holly Willoughby has lost weight.
There we are. And that was the Google game. And let us know if you got any points there. No one did very well on that, so don't feel bad. Chris had 10 points, highest scorer in this round.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi.
You've never played this game before.
No, and there are several factors which I'm worried about.
What are you worried about, Fern?
First one is that this poncho is going to make me sweat even more than I already was this morning when I got in.
Got a bit of a sweat on.
Big time.
Pregnancy sweat.
This is really not a comfortable situation. Sorry. I've got very little control, just normally, with what happens when I laugh. Not in any awful way.
Okay.
But, like, when we were on holiday the other week, my boyfriend made me really laugh, and I did one of those big snot bubbles.
Oh, excellent.
So that sort of thing is could happen. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, the way you were describing it there, I thought it was going to be a lot worse, so I'm down with that.
And I'm fine from, like, the neck below.
Excellent, good. You say that now.
Oh, God!
Okay. Turn on the cameras, it's time for Innuendo Bingo. I'm very excited that Fern Cotton is playing along today. Have a look at us now on the Radio 1 website. The cameras are on. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Chris is coming, is wearing his normal clothes.
Wearing normal clothes,
and
yeah.
Fern is in...
On.
He has got Family Guy slippers.
Family slippers, yeah.
They're nice.
They're nice, aren't they? Well, don't you wear slippers when you're doing your show?
I have got two pairs in there, but I always forget to put them on. Mm. Got a clog-shaped pair and then a fluffy pair.
Awesome. Okay, so Fern's in her poncho and we're ready to play. We've got Hannah, who is watching in Nottingham, and Mark, also in Devon, and Matt in Great Yarmouth, already watching online. Okay, you can see Fern and Chris there if you're watching on the website now. This is happening live. Get online. Get to a computer. Fill your mouths, please, with the waters.
Oh, God.
God, this is exciting.
I know. Nice big sip there.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? So, Hayley in Bristol sent this one in. Thank you, Hayley. We go over to BBC Points West now. And gold medal winning shooter Peter Wilson, who has had a lovely, lovely, glorious trip home on the train.
We weren't far from Stratford, so I just thought, I'll see what happens. So I leant over and tapped him on the shoulder, and I just got it down and said, have you ever seen one of these before? And his face just dropped.
OK, we're good, I think, to start.
I just got it down and said, have you ever seen one of these before? And his face just dropped.
Very good. Well held, both people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, lots of you spotted this one. Coronation Street. And Steve has done something to Michelle that he regretted.
Michelle?
Hiya.
Sorry I had to blow it out the other night.
Oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Fern, you still... Oh,
it's only a little bit, Fern.
Only a little bit on your jeans there?
On my knee!
On your knee, I'm
You'll
sorry.
Right.
Well held there, Cotton.
How much is that? Is that saliva and how much is that water?
Oh, it's fine. It's a little drop.
Ugh. Sorry I had to blow it out the other night.
Oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
There we are. Okay, more water, please. Now, Lewis sent this one in while he was watching Emmerdale. I reckon it's really impressive the stuff these farmers can do with their livestock.
All right, if I drop Nora off?
Yeah, of course, love, yeah.
Good. He's just outside hypnotising the hens with his wand.
Go on, Fern.
Don't bite it, Fern.
That's it, there we are. Out you go. Out you go.
Oh, it was actually the bit about the hens that got me.
Don't be afraid to spit it on him.
I know.
You know?
He's just outside hypnotising the hens with his wand.
Okay. We're going back to the cricket. Drew in Shrewsbury and also Rich from Coventry. And I really like it how the commentators can really paint pictures with words on the cricket.
There goes Philander. Oh, it's a quick strike on the pad. Shout for LBW. This is close. Up goes the finger.
Oh, I'm so sorry. On his face.
On his face.
That's so unnecessary.
I'm
good.
Really sorry.
That's how you play, you see. Don't
really
hold back,
sorry.
Fern. Don't need to apologise. That's the game.
If you just turned on now onto the camera, it looks like I've been on a log flume.
It does.
It's covered in water in a poncho.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
We've got some classic ones in here as well. This one spotted by Steve and also Lloyd. Hi, if you're watching on the website. Now, please do listen out for the important extra information from one of the commentators at the end of this clip.
He's rushing in again, bristling, and he bowls and Bairstow. Oh, he's played down into the gully. Good diving save there by Peterson. Save four runs for sure.
Rudolph.
Rudolph, sorry. I always get those two mixed up.
Peterson's got the floppy. Peterson's got the floppy.
Are you holding it firm?
Mm-hmm.
Peterson's got the floppy.
Come on.
Oh! Last minute dribble there from Phone Cotton. Well held, though. You're really good at this. God. You're good. You're like an expert.
I'm just worried because that first one on his face was all. That's, sorry, Chris.
Don't
that's
worry.
Nice.
Don't worry. It's fine. Okay. Caroline in London is watching in her kitchen. Rhiannon in Reading is watching for the first time and says it's brilliant. Ready?
Mm.
And here's Cliff Richard. Talking about one of his all-time heroes.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
I'm so sorry.
Stop apologising.
No,
fine.
No.
He's got other trousers. Nice one, Cliff. That's one of my favourites.
Oh, I'd like to have
Cliff.
Woken up and found that I was inside him.
And
oh, Cliff.
On we go.
Fern's laugh's amazing.
I know. Okay. Now, I really miss the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And especially all the stuff that the Queen was doing while she was there.
The Queen, within 12 hours of leaving the Olympic site after the opening ceremony, is back here already. She's been taken up the orbit by Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London.
Fern's lost it.
Oh.
Oh, Fern. You're right there.
Oh, I'm brilliant.
Okay. Just a couple more. Over to Newsnight. We've had a lot of emails about this. I really like Newsnight because you get to learn so much about what the, you know, politicians get up to and stuff.
My parents' generation, our generation, our kids' generation. Medicaid's growing.
President Obama is used to being skewered by Paul Ryan.
Chris is gone. Fern, let it out. Well held.
It
well,
was seeping out the side.
Well held.
Oh, no.
Rashid from Wimbledon spotted the next one. A couple more, guys.
Okay.
Vernon Kay's had all sorts of bother this weekend. I just don't know what's been distracting him. What, Chris? What happened there? Now Fern's gone. It's a ripple effect. What happened?
Went down the wrong hole.
Oh, sir. Go on, pigs.
Oh.
Okay, more water, please.
Flannel or something.
Yeah. What's going on, Vernon?
Vernon, yes.
Right. Okay.
Something was distracting him this weekend.
So make sure you tune in to Radio 1 on Monday. From 8 o'clock to find out, I don't know what's going on here, to find out more details about the Teen Awards. I'm having knob trouble. I'm having knob trouble. Why would you say
We've
that?
We've all been there.
We haven't we? And one more.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Here we go. And over to top quiz show host, Del Winton.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Ah, thanks very much for playing today, Fern.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
High fives all round, and that was Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for watching on the website. Thank you for playing, Fern.
Thanks.
And you're on with Sam and the Womp. At 10 this morning.
Oh,
so
yeah,
go and
happening.
Dry yourself off for that, beloved.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.